Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us live on 1010 Winds Newsline is Art De La Cruz, CEO of Team Rubicon, a veteran-led nonprofit disaster response organization. Art speaking to us this morning from hard-hit Punta Gorda, Florida. Art, thank you so much for being here. I know you've been down in Florida for a couple of days. What are you seeing right now in Punta Gorda?
Yeah, we just actually got to Punta Gorda from Port Charlotte earlier this morning. But, you know, the tons of wind damage, we're still seeing, you know, standing water, you know, a lot of down power lines, a lot of down trees, roofs that have been stripped off. So, you know, quite a bit of destruction, and we're not even in the heart of it yet. So certainly Ian, you know, brought some serious wrath to this community.
Right. And aside from that, the wind destruction, we just spoke with somebody in Orlando, and she was telling us, you know, it's one of those classic stories. You think you survive the winds, and then, uh-oh, here come the waters. I imagine you're dealing with a lot of people who are flooded out.
Yeah, that is one of the big missions that's going to be in front of us, is to help people whose homes have been flooded by mucking the homes out, tearing out all the wet carpet, taking out wet drywall so, you know, mold doesn't threaten the families as it begins to grow in there, and, you know, just stabilize their life for some point in time. We actually just helped a woman this morning. We moved a roof that actually had been flipped over her house out of her front yard with heavy equipment. You know, she told us her house had an inch of standing water in it. So I think it's prevalent throughout this. And again, it's the danger with water. It isn't, you know, it's the water when it comes. It's also, you know, the dangers that it hatches with respect to mold.
Art, of course, the National Guard, others doing their rescues. For some of the people that you've been helping, are you the first people who have come to help them?
You know, the people we've run into so far have been fairly resilient. I think to a person, everyone has said they are incredibly surprised at the severity of it. We recently talked to Captain Kale, who runs the Coast Guard out of St. Petersburg, and he's been doing, you know, rescues for the past 48 hours. Those people are in a completely, you know, different story along the western coast of Florida, where landfall directly happened. So I think it varies on where you're at, but to a person, especially those who stayed here, I think they were surprised by the severity of the storm.
Yeah. As I'm speaking to you, we have a bunch of television screens up and just looking at the devastation. And it really is something. As veterans, Art, how are the members of your group, would you say, maybe especially equipped to help people in this kind of crisis?
Yeah, you can imagine, you know, military veterans, and I'll add we have civilians and first responders if people are interested in joining, you know, our fight. But our military veterans, it's not so much that they became pilots or logisticians. You know, they really went to a different university. They had classes in decision-making and understanding, you know, safety and procedures, you know, making decisions in austere conditions. And it's perfectly suited to be reapplied in these disaster areas where maybe you don't have power, maybe you don't have certainty, you know, in what's around you, but you can keep people safe. You can do the right thing at the right time, and you can have direct impact, just like the men and women who wore the uniform did before. We like to say, you know, they continue to be built to serve.
Well, you are serving people in Florida right now. Art De La Cruz, CEO of Team Rubicon. That's a veteran-led nonprofit disaster response organization, speaking with us, taking the time out from all the good work you're doing down there from Punta Gorda, Florida. We thank you so much, Art.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.